December 17th, 2023. Pastor's message to the Sunday school class and to the congregation following the Sunday school program, the proclamations.
I'm going to be kind of short here today because you can smell the grub downstairs, and I want everybody to come and join in that special time of fellowship downstairs. There's plenty of food there. So Carol talked a little bit to you guys about the town crier, you know, and before there was a printing press and all of that stuff, sort of stuff, you know, these guys, these towns, they had to have people to make the announcements, to tell the news and stuff. And by the way, do you know that the last one that was in California where they had town crier? 1904 in Los Angeles, they still had one. Some places it was an official thing. And if you know, like today, they like to give people grief when they're giving news and stuff. You did that back in those days, you might go to jail. These guys were pretty big official kind of thing. So
if you did them today?
Huh?
If you did them, you said you would go to jail.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, the Supreme Court and many of the other federal courts today have a guy that does that announcement. He has a complete thing when the court is coming into session, and he starts out and he says, "Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes." That comes from a word that you would actually spell O-Y-E-Z. And you would think it would be, oh, yes, but it is, oh, yes, oh, yes. And then the court is called into session. So you see that today in the Supreme Court and all of that sort of stuff. So Carol explained what proclamation was, an official or a formal document, you know, usually, and that the proclamation, and then the one who proclaims, the town crier, and so on. How are the ways that people proclaim, though? There's a couple of different ways you can proclaim something. One is just what you guys did today, speaking it out, and as you saw, and yeah.
And this day, like using microphones or like using speakers.
Yeah. Today you use all that kind of for amplifying. Another way, though, of course, is written. Written proclamations. You guys probably do some of that in school. So some of it is often written as well. So speaking and written. But proclamations in your presentation today, there was the angel Gabriel to Mary, you will be with child. Your cousin Elizabeth, the angel told her, that is going to have a child. An angel told Joseph that Mary's baby was of the Holy Spirit. An angel told the shepherds a Savior was born. And then, how about these guys? The Magi, the kings. How do you think they were told? What do you think?
I think they were told that, like, a messenger came to their place and told them.
It could very well have been. The Bible doesn't tell us. But what did they see? These guys were scientists. They were astronomers. And they had lots of, yes?
They seen the star.
There you go. Yeah. They saw that star, and they probably looked in their books, and, you know, they knew that this child that was going to be born was not no ordinary child.
It was Jesus.
He's going to be Jesus, the King of Israel, they said. He would be the King. So this was pretty special.
King of the kings.
Yeah. By the way, how many kings were there? How many?
One.
That came, the Magi. Actually, they always tell us three, but it really doesn't tell us. We don't know. It might have been a bunch of them. So anyway, how were these proclamations made, though, before in writing? You guys, you had angels talking to these guys and bringing these proclamations in your Bible, right? They're called prophecies. If you look back and you see what these angels told them and the message that they got, you're going to actually find it written in their books, in the Bible, the Old Testament as well. Yes?
I'm reading the Bible.
Yeah.
It's an actual Bible.
What's that?
Action Bible.
Action Bible, right. So that's how they were written before. Now, let me just ask you this. Have you ever had something happened to you, very special, that made you happy, very happy, got you really excited about something. Give you one example. Moms and dads here, before you were born, and while they knew your mom was going to have a baby, well, guess what? They were excited about that. And when you were born, that was a big, big event. So you guys are pretty young, but I'll bet you every one of you has had some kind of an event in your life. Something happened. Can you think of something that made you really happy? Yes.
Birthday parties.
Birthdays? How about you?
Playing hockey.
Sure, lots of things. Okay, and then some things you do make you really happy. And you guys have anything that made you pretty happy?
Getting my puppy.
Say what?
Getting a puppy.
There you go. That is a big event in a young person's life, to get a puppy, to get a dog. I always wanted one when I was a kid. Never had one. So far we've had 13, though.
9, 10, 11. We used to have 9. And then we used to have like 2 puppy litters.
Sure.
Now we have 2.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. So when these things happen to you, what do you want to do? What do you do sometimes? Say when you had that puppy, what did you do after you got that puppy when you went to school?
I talked about it a lot.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Isn't that what you do when you get excited about something? You want to tell people about it. You want to tell them. Let me tell you a couple of things that I got pretty excited about when I was kind of little. You know, I mean, later on, of course, there was when we got to be older and before Carol was born, that was pretty exciting, you know. And I got to tell you a little secret. I was 20 years old, and I'd never seen a newborn baby, I don't think, to that point. So she's only a few hours old, and I look through the window, and I says to her mom, "Pretty sloppy, isn't she? Pretty messy." Well, Carol did. She was kind of messy in high school, her room and stuff, but that has all changed. She ain't anymore. So, you know, but that was, you know, that was the big thing. We had to announce that to everybody when you have your kids born. But I tell you, when we had some other things, one of the things when I was about your age, let's see, let me think. Yeah, I'd say probably about one of the youngest of you, we got a television set. A television set. Holy mackerel, Andy. That was really something. You know how big that screen was on that TV?
Small.
It was about like that. There it is. And the corners were rounded. Yeah. So, and then, guess what happened about 11 o'clock at night? There was only one channel. About 11 o'clock at night, a picture came on called The Test Pattern, and that was it, till tomorrow. No more television till tomorrow sometime. Pretty exciting, but I told everybody about that, see? I remember going to school, and we'd go look at Howdy Doody, bring some of the kids home, you see? Remember that? Howdy Doody, yes, sir. Anyway, exciting. I remember when we got a car. We only had a car for a few years when I was a kid. Everybody's got a car today. Well, we lived in the city, didn't need a car. But I remember when we got a car. Go tell everybody, pretty exciting thing. Wow, we got a car. 51 Dodge. Anyway, so exciting. So that's what you see. That's what the shepherds did after seeing the baby. You remember the reading. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you," what? Anybody remember? Good news. Good news. I bring you good news of great joy. You know, that you read your Bible, you know, and you talk about the gospel. Everybody knows what the gospel is. That's what that means. Good news. That's the same thing. So I said, I bring you good news, great joy, which will be for all the people for today in the city of David. You read the story. There has been for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. But guess what? We didn't finish all the reading there. What did they do? They go, to Bethlehem, right? Remember that? And they go see the baby. What did they do after that? Anybody remember what they did? I'll read it to you. They made known the statement which had been told them about the child. What was the statement? A Savior is being born for you today. So they made known, they made known, these guys, the statement which the angel had told them about this child. And then it says this, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. Okay, so you see these guys, they go and they see the child born there in Bethlehem. They heard what the angel told them, that was the Savior that they were waiting for. And then when they saw that, they left Bethlehem, they left the manger, and they went and started telling people. It's a, they began proclaiming. That's what they were doing. They were proclaiming themselves. They were proclaimed too by the angels, but then they became proclaimers themselves. And they went and they told this story, what they had seen and what these angels had told them. What an event that was. And they told them all about that. And then it says, all who heard it, all who heard what these guys had to say, they wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds.
Was it real or not?
What?
Was it real or not?
Was what?
Is that what they're wondering? Is it real or not?
What does that mean when you think about it? Wondered. Couple of things. You think about something that you've heard. Some people say you cogitate or you put it through your mind. You think about it. They wondered that way. But they also, wonder also means being amazed, isn't it? It means being amazed. They heard these things, and and when they heard them, they knew about this maybe from before because they had the written word. They had the written word before. The prophecies. Okay, so we got a prophecy of a child that's going to be born in Bethlehem. Well, guess what? We just saw that this child was born, that child would be our Savior. And the angels said so. They put all of this together and they wondered at it. We find the same thing with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. It says he raised up to his neighbors and relatives after he heard what had happened. Remember, he was struck, I don't know if you remember, he was struck dumb for a while. He couldn't talk because he doubted the word for a moment. And then when it came time to name the child, everybody was going to name him after Dad, Zechariah. No. He wrote down on a pad, his name is John, just like the angel had told him. And his lips were freed up. And guess what he did? He went and he told everybody about this. So, and all the matters, everything that was talked about by John the Baptist and what happened to Dad, that was talked about by all the people too. So you got to be a proclaimer as well. Mary, to Elizabeth, proclaimed the good things God had done for her. That's what. The good things. And that's exactly what Jesus said. He said one day he had this fellow that he delivered from demons. And what did he say? The guy wanted to follow him. He says, no, what I want you to do is to go back to your town and tell all the good things that God has done for you. So every one of us should be a proclaimer, right? Telling the good things that God has done for us. There's a lot of people out there today that don't know what happened at Christmas time, what that's all about. And that is the good news. Yes, sir.
When I was younger, I had a fever, and the next day I was good.
And you were healed, right? All right. Well, that's what you do. Tell that kind of story to your friends. Say, I prayed, I talked to the Lord, and I was healed. Or I had to get this puppy that I got. Now, I know Mom and Dad got that puppy, but I have wanted a puppy for such a long time, and God has granted my wish. Huh? Remember that. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Well,